Climate change can be seen in many parts of the Delmarva region. This is Don Rush. But those dots of land in the Chesapeake Bay also face constant erosion, a double hit from a changing environment. And nowhere is that more evident than Tangier Island. This Friday on Delmarva Today, we air the podcast edition of Chesapeake Uncharted with Jeremy Cox from the Chesapeake Bay Journal. And here is a segment featuring the Tangier Island Mayor, James Uker Eskridge.
Relentless waves and high tides are tearing the island's marshy edges away, chunk by chunk. Where the two sides diverge is over the cause. Mayor Eskridge puts it this way.
And as far as the sea level rise, it may be happening, but it's just, it's so slow that we're not paying a lot of attention to it. Our main concern is erosion. And you can see the effects from erosion almost daily. Right. So that's what we're focusing on. I mean, erosion would destroy Tangier long before sea level rise would.
For their part, scientists say that the sea level has risen about a foot in the region over the past century for two reasons. From a warming climate and a sinking land surface. Much of the lower bay region is sinking because the underlying continental plate is still settling back into place from the past ice age more than 10,000 years ago. In addition, climate change is fueling stronger storms, most researchers think. The waves they whip up just eat away more of the land. Now, that Army Corps study I mentioned earlier, it predicted a dire future for Tangier Island. It estimated that the combination of sea level rise and erosion would obliterate most of the landmass by the year 2063. Higher ground along the three developed ridges would still peak above the water, but without its buffer of muck and marsh, those shards of land would be vulnerable to being washed over by passing storms. In the absence of significant flood protection measures, the authors concluded, the people of Tangier are in danger of becoming, quote, the first climate change refugees in the continental United States, end quote. Mayor Eskridge agrees that, yeah, Tangier is in trouble, just not for the reason that the experts say.
Like I said, I agree. The climate is changing. I'm just not convinced man is the cause of it.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's out of our control, really, and I think man is giving himself too much credit if he thinks he can control the climate.
Imagine being a climate change believer with no illusions about the likelihood of Tangier Island's demise, and deciding to move there anyway. It's time for me to introduce you to Norman St. Pierre. St. Pierre is the Cassandra of our story. Like the figure from Greek mythology, he sees disaster in the future. But many of his neighbors on Tangier Island don't see it that way.
So, unlike many people on this island, you are not a climate skeptic.
Oh, no, I'm a scientist, and the data, it's clear. This train has left the station.
You can catch the entire broadcast of Chesapeake Uncharted on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.